I'm Pat Ganan. I'm an extension climatologist with the University of Missouri.
And Pat, we have talked this growing season not too long ago about the concern over the dryness in Missouri, and it certainly has not been mitigated by much. In fact, I believe according to the National Drought Monitor, it is spreading. You've taken some steps, though, to get more accurate information about what's really going on. So please tell us what you have done.
Ray, you're exactly right. This is a growing season that's been very challenging when it comes to weather and agriculture. And we're just seeing, here we are in the middle of July and conditions continue to deteriorate. And so one thing I'd like to provide for folks at, say, at the local, the county, state, and national level is the ability to participate in assessing drought for their area and providing that information to decision makers. And so I'm sure most of us were aware of the map that comes out every week. It's called the Drought Monitor Map. And there's an author that assesses conditions across the entire United States. It's a huge task to try to assess drought and categories of drought, you know, down to the county level. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And what they do is they look at various indicators. They look at objective indicators like precipitation, rivers and stream flow levels, soil moisture, so on and so forth. So that's what we call our objective indicators. But just as important, in my opinion, and they believe it as well, are the subjective indicators, and that's impacts. That's what we're seeing on the ground. And so sometimes you might look at these objective indicators over various timescales, and they might not necessarily reflect on what exactly we're seeing on the ground. And so what better way than for Missourians to participate in this drought assessment and provide impact information to the authors of the Drought Monitor Map. And so there are a few resources out there, but there's one we just, University Extension, I've been working with the National Drought Mitigation Center, I've been working as well as the National Integrated Drought Information System, in developing a drought impact reporting website for Missourians. And what we're calling it is the Missouri Extension Drought Impact Reporter. And to me, I think it's very efficient. I think it's a great way for all of us to participate in the drought assessment process. And, you know, I've always said, who knows a drought better than a person who's living in that affected region? And so you'll go to the website, and there's an evaluation, somewhat like a survey. It doesn't take a long time, but you just fill it out, and you put in the impacts that you're experiencing, you know, the sector that is affected. And what's also nice about the website is you can provide a picture. A picture is worth 1,000 words. When you show an empty livestock pond, when you show burned up lawns or pastures, or you show row crops like corn or soybean that might be incurring drought stress, what better way than to show a picture of it? And so this new website provides that type of information where we can submit that information. It automatically gets assimilated into the National Drought Impact Reporter, and that goes to the authors of the Drought Monitor Map, who then can use that information and combine it with the objective indicators to give their best judgment on what they think the drought category is for our state. And again, this is a map that affects the entire country that they put out this information. But the website I'm talking about, it will be specific for Missourians to participate.
That's really quite remarkable in the fact that, you know, you've got the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, who is responsible for the drought monitor, but to get this Missouri-specific information from people on the ground. When did this start? When will we start to see that information integrated into the national map and Missouri being a part of that national map?
It's ongoing. We just the website was launched last week. We just submitted a news release. We've been trying to get the word out as much as possible. And so it's active, and reports are currently going through. In fact, I think if you were to look at a map of all the drought impact reports across the country, Hands down, by far, the most reports are coming from the state of Missouri. I also should mention that it's a collaborative effort among various state agencies, and I apologize if I forget one, but it's NOAA, the Risk Management Agency, of course, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It's a collaborative effort amongst various state and federal agencies when it comes to the authors and who participates and provides that information for what we call the drought monitor map. And the other thing I'd like to mention is just how what's been unique about this drought. You know, I think when we look at the severity of it and the impacts that we're seeing for Missouri, you have to go back to 2012. And of course, that was one of the worst drought we've seen in generations. And, you know, we're starting to see these impacts that are really starting to show themselves. I think the difference is the magnitude or the 2012 drought was immense during the growing season. I mean, we had extreme to exceptional drought conditions all the way from Utah to Ohio. This year, you know, unfortunately, Missouri is the bullseye. It's fairly localized, but it's very intense. Iowa, they've been getting the rain. Illinois has been getting the rain. You know, maybe eastern Kansas, most of Missouri, northern Arkansas, this is where the most intense dryness has been. And for Missouri, you know, it depends on what part of the state you're at on where the longevity of this dryness has continued. I mean, there are some parts of northern Missouri where this has been ongoing for more than a year. They've gone consecutive month after month after month with below normal precipitation. They've racked up a notable and significant deficit. And so we're seeing these numerous hydrological issues across parts of northern Missouri where the reservoirs are getting low and things are really starting to become serious when it comes to water and the availability of water. And so we're seeing communities that are imposing water restrictions. And, you know, it would be nice to see some significant widespread notable rain events as soon as possible in order to mitigate the situation, at least. But it's going to take some time for parts of northern Missouri to come out of this massive deficit that they've accumulated for more than a year now.
And we are seeing, you know, crop progression, corn, especially in the northern portions of the state, and yet their grain fill is very poor, and the hot weather, the continuous struggles are disheartening for some farmers right now.
Right. It's extremely challenging, and, you know, the weather, it's not only precipitation, you know, lack of precipitation that can give a drought some teeth, but it's the other factors that can really, you know, make it an intense drought. And unfortunately, this year we've seen some climatic factors that really have made pastures, you know, hay supplies running really short, because we saw this dryness impact a good part of the state. You know, last fall we had a very dry November, we had a dry December. We had, you know, some cold weather during the winter, spells of up and down, warm weather, cold weather. And then, of course, you know, April, which would be a good time, you would think, with warmer temperatures and forage growth to take off, you know, but we had our second coldest April on record. And that you know, mitigated forage growth because it was so cold. April actually acted like March. And then we had a major pattern change come the month of May. So we go from our second coldest April to our warmest May on record. And so talk about not really having a spring. We had an April that acted like March, and we had a May that acted like June. And so that had impacts on forages and hay supplies. And so it's this compounding effect with a lack of rainfall and in addition to these wacky temperature trends that we've seen over the past year that have really just sort of given this drought some teeth and made it that much more intense and severe.
Pat, is there any relief in sight?
I hope so. I mean, you know, this is, it is, I will say that, you know, it's imperative that we see some notable rain events, a pattern change, and the indicators, according to the Climate Prediction Center, what I'm looking at right now, are forecasting by this weekend for better rain chances to move into the state. They're impacting that ridge of high pressure that's been dominant across Missouri over the past few months to migrate a little bit further westward and put us into more of an unsettled pattern, a cooler weather pattern. And there are some decent chances of maybe perhaps seeing some more precipitation across the state starting this weekend into early next week. And then as we go into further next week, those cooler conditions are expected to move into the state. In fact, we might even see some below normal temperatures, which would be very welcome. We have hardly seen any of that this summer. And so that's encouraging. I'm trying to be optimistic about this, and that's what they're indicating: better rain chances this weekend, early next week, and cooler temperatures next week.
What is below normal for this time of year in Missouri?
Well, right now, you're in mid to late July, and so that typically is the warmest time of year. Average highs are in the, I'd say upper 80s across most of the state, and so below normal temperatures would put us down into the middle 80s.
Okay.
Middle or lower 80s.
Well, farmers are hopeful. They're a hopeful lot, that's for sure. And thank you for this, Pat. We really appreciate it.
You bet.